Underground Podcast Network.
So you know, a couple weeks ago, I said, maybe it was last week, I said that my wife is caught up with all the episodes.
Yes.
So she now knows about all the things we've talked about. And on one of the food shows fairly recently, I described how I like to eat food in my bathroom. And you guys told me that was disgusting.
Yes.
And everyone on earth would think that's disgusting. And I admit it's probably not something you want to do, especially when it was like, I think I was eating eggs in the bathroom, which is weird. Yeah. Well, I go in there today. And I'm
where, in the bathroom?
The bathroom.
Okay.
And on top of the toilet seat is a half-eaten granola bar.
Stop it.
Now, I didn't need a granola bar because that's almost healthy, so there's no way it was mine. My kids aren't tall enough to put it on top of the bathroom toilet seat.
On the toilet seat?
On the lid. You know, the thing on the behind it. The
tank.
The tank. There you go. On top of the tank.
I was like, your kids can't reach the top of a toilet seat?
My kids are midgets.
Go ahead.
So that means that my wife probably also eats in the bathroom. So we're perfect for each other.
Did you confirm this with her, though?
No, I ate the granola bar.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys. I wish
you as well.
Why don't you move? Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don, coming to you Thanksgiving Day.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, what? It's Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, sorry.
What? Don doesn't know what holidays are.
I don't know. Doesn't Santa come on Thanksgiving? Apparently not.
Well, I guess technically, sure, if you want to, you know, be honest about it.
Okay.
Speaking of that, you know, I was listening to some of the Christmas shows to prepare for this Christmas season because I love Christmas from our shows last year.
Yeah, I didn't know whether or not you actually like Christmas or you were just joking around.
No,
or you're being serious.
I love Christmas. I'm completely joyless 11 months out of the year, but I love the month of December and Christmas. And now that I have kids, it's even worse. Like, I'm annoyingly into Christmas now. But so I was listening to our old Christmas episodes because I want to do some things. I want to make sure we didn't do the same things last year. And did you know it's been over a year since we started calling Don Cherokee Don? I thought it was only a couple months, but last Christmas episodes, he was still Cherokee Don without it being a new thing.
Wow.
So I guess 2014 has been the year of Cherokee Don.
I can't wait for 2015.
Can't wait to see what you tell us in the next month that becomes your name for 2050.
By some of the football names that are out there, we have quite a few to choose from.
Don Cosby.
Don Cosby was my favorite. I did get some feedback about the Cosby impersonation, and they said to basically keep doing it. Just keep going at it. Never work on it. Just pull it out at random.
I like using that one. And Mrs. Doubtfire, keep those
right
there.
Well, Mrs. Doubtfire is a solid goal.
We keep those in the chamber. Ready to fire.
Well, we put this episode up on Thanksgiving itself. So we
it's
did
a day
mean
early.
Happy Thanksgiving. Well, it's a day early today. We're putting it up on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean,
everybody.
It's a day early that we put it up because we usually put it up on Fridays, but today we're putting it up on Thanksgiving.
Okay. It was on first.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is the episode.
That was it. Another episode will be Don's Woodshed. Hope you guys enjoy.
There he was. It was Thanksgiving. Well, who's the turkey? Find out next time on Radio for Winners.
I would listen to a half hour of Don's Woodshed, but I guess most people wouldn't.
I thought we weren't doing that.
Well, I think you just said we're not doing it, and we agreed.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, man. Good times. Good times.
We have a huge current events segment coming up. But,
so until we get there, we're going to ramble about Thanksgiving.
But we should just ramble about Thanksgiving.
Well, I thought Tony was going to start talking about a Thanksgiving story because he said there was one, and we discussed it right before we started recording.
Well, I do have an injustice to talk about.
There we go. That's what I like to hear.
An absolute injustice this week.
Oh, no.
We all know what it was.
Here we go.
But let me just tell you guys straight out. So last night, I'm looking at the workout of the day for this morning. And it's a chest workout. I'm like, I'm all about this. I need to get some work on the chest before my man tits get even more saggy. So I get in today, and I'm looking at the board, and they changed the workout to a partner wad.
Don't you hate it when they change it into a wad?
I guarantee everyone that was excited about our Thanksgiving coverage has now left.
So
but
next
continue.
Thing I know, I'm doing burpees and shuttle runs with Francisco. And the guy kept calling me Tommy. But I got to tell you, partner-wise, still not fun. There he was, doing burpees and shuttle runs with Francisco. The sweat dripping down their bodies. But who came through the door? It was Don. Wearing his Orioles cap and Ravens jersey. Why? Why was Don in Nashville? Find out next time on Radio for Winners.
Man, I thought we could get through that.
No, you pushed the button.
I did.
I didn't push the button.
Well, he was going down that road, so I figured I would help encourage it. Hope they liked it.
Wow.
So what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Certainly not going to any parades.
Wow, oh, that's very smooth.
Do you watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade? Like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I have seen the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I guess it will probably be on tomorrow, but no, I don't care about it.
So that's usually the first thing I turn on in the morning just so that the kids like leave me alone. They can watch all the balloons go up and down the road, and it gives me an opportunity.
Do they actually watch it, though? Do they actually enjoy the parade?
No, I mean, they don't sit down and watch it like intently, but I mean, it's on in the background while they're doing other things, but they leave Mommy and Daddy alone so we can drink our coffee and eat our breakfast.
I went to the grocery store last weekend. They were doing the Thanksgiving parade here in Asheville, and they blocked off like all the roads, and it was the most annoying thing. I was seething while I was trying to pick out my bananas for the week. I was seething, and I was thinking, like, who goes to these parades? Like, who's into this? I guess if you have kids, but even what kid is into a parade these days when you have stuff that's fun at home?
But you say that, Don, but do you like parades?
No one likes parades. I used to like the 4th of July parade, but now 4th of July, my family goes on vacation for 4th of July, so we're not anywhere where there's a parade.
I used to like the 4th of July parade until Obama.
I put that on Facebook. You saw that. I put that right there on Facebook with my picture of Reagan right there in my top left-hand corner. Dude, but let me ask you a question. Why was your city, county, town?
It's a city.
Boroughs. Why was their Thanksgiving Day
parade? Why was your hamlet?
Why was your Thanksgiving Day parade a week early?
I think they all do it. Like, don't they? Most towns do it the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody really does it on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah. Isn't there a Thanksgiving parade in Baltimore?
I have no idea.
There was one in Silver Spring that I used to have to go when I was working at the World Building in Silver Spring,
live.
Where we used to do the original Radio for Winners show. They used to have a Thanksgiving Day parade that was on the Saturday before Thanksgiving every year. It was terrible as well. But yeah, I mean, Saturday, I don't think that's unusual.
Okay. I mean, did you watch it or did you just go to the grocery store?
No, I got stuck in traffic trying to get to the grocery store. Then I got stuck in traffic trying to get home from the grocery store because people had to see floats. And it's awful. Like, why bother looking at these floats when you have the internet? I just don't get that. I don't get the point of parades. I don't understand why people are into parades. It's cold outside and you're watching people drive by and wave at you. Why? You don't need. It's 2014. Let's just do away with the parades.
I think that Tony's gym should do some sort of a float in the parade.
My gym was out there last Saturday. And if I would have known they were doing a partner wad this today, I would have egged the float. They actually asked me to come out and help like decorate last week, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Hey, bro, can you come out here and help us stick some of this cray paper in our truck?
Can you help us out with our float? Our theme is unfit people.
We're going to drive our F-150s down the road, and if you can do some burpees in the back of the bed of the pickup truck, show people how to do that. Really appreciate it.
Our theme is bad form.
I'm pretty sure they did burpees on the back of the truck.
Keep doing them burpees, Billy.
Make sure you wave.
So aside from not watching a parade, what are you doing for actual Thanksgiving, Tony?
You know, that was a big dilemma here in the Graysick household because we were trying to decide whether or not to cook at home because we're in Asheville. It's just me and my wife. Or should we go out to a restaurant? However, in Asheville, there's only like four restaurants that are open. And we were like, they're all like these buffets are like $75 or $50 per person. And we're like, I'm not going to pay $50 to go eat like, you know, at some restaurant. It's going to be crappy, like generic Thanksgiving food. So we're going to make food at home this Thanksgiving.
What kind of food are you making? Just out of curiosity.
Frozen
we're
pizza?
Elio's pizza.
And Stouffer's mac and cheese.
With some Mama Celeste cheese pizza. And then we're going to cap that off with a little bit of gravy.
Wow.
Actually, that's
no, I think
delightful.
We're just doing some basic size chicken and some basic size like stuffing. Nothing too major.
Chicken.
I mean, chicken or turkey. You should have turkey, but if it's only two people, you don't want to buy a whole turkey.
We're buying a 40-pound bird.
There was no the restaurants were kind of expensive, but
there are some cheaper restaurant options if you're looking. I was looking for a friend who may or may not be related to me and maybe staying at my house.
Does his name sound like Baramy?
And they were looking for something to do that was a fairly inexpensive, but you know, restaurant or food, you know, not food made somewhere, not like gone to the store and bought like heat 'em up food. And, you know, Boston Market does a $10 per person catering thing. You can go and pick it up during the day.
They give you turkey or chicken?
I believe it's turkey.
Okay.
Unlike Tony, they do turkey because they're real Americans.
All right.
But I think like they do sliced turkey, and their turkey slices are like dry and terrible.
Well, if you're willing to go to Boston Market anytime, you clearly don't have a lot of taste.
$10 a person is not bad. What do I get?
I don't know. Turkey and some sides. Probably stuffing.
Quick side story about Boston Market. The former host of Radio for Winners, John Muma, and I, after we went to Gold's Gym in Rockville, we would go to Boston Market
because,
as John said, right now, dude, your body's an inferno. You can totally just eat whatever you want. So he would eat like 7,000 calories worth of Boston Market.
Boston Market is terrible.
He loved it. He loved it. And I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah, it's got to be something about DC Comics. When Ryan Connor, who was on our show before, he writes for, what's the show?
Ridiculousness.
I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, he was interviewed several months ago. But he stayed at my house while he was doing stand-up in the area, and he was like, dude, where's the nearest Boston Market? And this point, I still lived around Baltimore, terrible. And I was like, I don't know, man, look it up. And he was so excited about Boston Market. I was like, there are a million good restaurants that are local only near my house you can go to that aren't even expensive. He's like, no, man, I want Boston Market. And he got all this Boston Market and came home. And then the next morning he was like, I feel awful. I'm like, that's right, because you ate a bunch of Boston Market.
You know, since we're on the name-dropping episode of Radio for Winners, when my friend Larry Sheets came over to the house, we were looking for a Boston Market as well.
That wasn't bragging. I was just trying to relate it to the five people we haven't listened to the show, Don.
He stayed in my bed.
Hey, Larry, it's on Route 2, Boston Market, Route 2.
There is one at Route 2.
Right by the Taco Bell at M&T. Tell them Tom sent you.
What?
If you're home today by yourself without any friends, Boston Market is open.
What else is open?
You could also do some Golden Corral.
Okay, Golden Corral.
$12.99, you can do a shrimp.
There's no way
I'd
go to Golden Corral.
But Golden Corral has been really heavily advertising that.
Well, yeah, because if you're sad, you watch a lot of TV, and that means you probably saw the commercial for Boston.
Have you guys ever
Corral.
Been to a Golden Corral?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to one. Years ago.
I went to a Horn and Horn. That's about my extent of terrible buffets.
Horn and Horn.
Or Sizzler.
Horn and Horn Smorgasbord, cooking good things for you. That was their...
I thought you were trying to get us some ad.
No.
Some ad money.
No, I don't think
we should reach out to them.
A Golden Corral has the chocolate fountain.
Yes, it does. I think we've discussed that every time we bring up Golden Corral, which is probably every other episode.
Because I'm going to Thanksgiving at my grandmother's house, and I don't remember her having a chocolate fountain.
I don't know where you want me to go with
I don't know.
I don't know if you were setting up for some terrible... There we go. What am I going to dip my banana in?
I just wanted to see if we could get a chocolate fountain, that's all. What's wrong with you two? Jesus. Grandma survived that parachute out of the airplane this year, so we're all very thankful.
I don't know why I honestly thought you were going to say the Holocaust. I don't know why I thought you were going to say that.
No.
She did survive it. She wasn't in the camps, and she's not Jewish, but she survived it.
Yes.
She was seven.
She was in Milwaukee. But
we still talk about it to this day.
What are you actually doing, Don? I was saying, anybody else open for business on Thanksgiving, or just those two?
A lot of fancier restaurants, but the cheaper. Oh, Applebee's will be open.
Oh.
And my favorite listing was Ruby Tuesdays is open. However, they do not serve turkey or any seasonal dishes. So if you're un-American, go to Ruby Tuesdays, you asshole.
Their salad bar is still open?
I'm sure.
I do enjoy their salad bar. I'm going to my grandparents' house. We're doing a family Thanksgiving football game in the morning, tomorrow morning, 8:30, or this morning, 8:30. Probably be in the hospital by about 10:30.
Now, how many people play in this this family football game?
Right now, I have confirmed 12. But I know
how
that
many of those are children.
How many of them are my children?
Seven.
But my wife only knows about four of them, so shh.
I guarantee you that five people show up tomorrow, this morning,
which will be awkward at Thanksgiving.
I'm not showing up.
I do have to apologize, Don. I came here tonight, and we originally were going to record Monday, but I said, "Oh, please, let's move it from Monday." And your whole family's here.
Yes.
I walked into your house at like a reunion.
Yeah, it's things have sort of moved around because family was supposed to come tomorrow and spend the night, but then they came a day early, and then we were going to record Monday, but then we pushed it back to Wednesday. It's my wife is texting me while we're out here.
Yeah, she gave me some eye daggers.
She is she's really, really happy right now.
So we can make this a four-hour episode of Radio for Winners.
She's really excited about this being our longest marathon episode ever. yeah. I think she said her exact quotes is, "Your dad just turned on the TV and your mom's cleaning her bathroom."
That's the start of a good Thanksgiving story.
Can't wait to see how much
you have a dirty bathroom, Charlie Brown.
Apparently we do. Apparently it's not up to the standards of my mother.
Is that the episode where Charlie Brown
he goes to his grandmother's house for a chocolate fountain?
He finds that French girl and
that's right.
There's finger banging, right?
That's right. That's right.
You know, the four people that listen to every one of these episodes right now is loving that. Loving it.
It's a menage a trois, Charlie Brown. That was the French episode. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to go to a friend's house. We're doing a short friend's Thanksgiving. My mother-in-law is in town. She may or may not be attending if she feels like waking up in time.
What time are you doing? Exciting. What time? Now, see, my grandmother... She does Thanksgiving earlier, like we're playing football tomorrow or this morning at 8:30. So
God, terrible radio, by the way.
I know, thank you.
Tonight, we're all terrible tomorrow radio. Morning, this is
so
Wednesday.
We're playing at 8:30, and my mother says, "Why are you playing so early?" I said, "Well, that's because Grandma usually serves Thanksgiving dinner around 11 o'clock." Like,
that's too early. We're doing two in the afternoon.
So that's what time this year is. It's two, but it has been, as I recall it, has been somewhere like around noonish that we have done Thanksgiving in the past. I mean, do you ever have like that? Like family does it like at, you know, why do they do it so early?
Well, 2 o'clock's a good time. You can eat a lot at 2 o'clock and then take a nap and then eat again at six.
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal. We usually do a late afternoon around four. I think tomorrow we're going to shoot for two, then get that afternoon nap in, and then get up and go to a movie, which I haven't been to in forever.
Are you going
to
do any burpees tomorrow?
I'm actually going to run tomorrow. I'm doing a 5K in the morning.
Oh, is he doing a turkey trot?
No, I'm not. I'm just going to run at the park. I didn't pay like $40 to run with a bunch of losers.
I ain't doing no turkey trot. I'm going to go run at the park.
So there is a turkey trot. There is a 5K turkey trot. Oh, yeah. He's not. He didn't want to pay. No. He's just going to run alongside.
What the name is for that? They call those people bandits. I was like, I'm not a bandit.
What?
I'm
the people who run turkey trots are bandits?
Jump into a race without paying and you just run it as if you're racing it, they call you a bandit for not paying. And that is just kind of, you know,
like Smokey and the Bandit. Name. Eastbound and Down.
Why would you make up a title for that instead of just calling them an asshole? You don't need a special name to be an asshole.
Because those assholes that come up with the names Burpees and Wads need to come up with another stupid fucking name for people that jump into the middle of races. Those are the real assholes, Jeremy. Put that on my Facebook page with my picture of Reagan.
Wow. Wow. It's going to be tup. It's going to be tough to top that. And I think the only way to top it,
uh-oh,
this is the regular segment we like to call Radio for Winners and the News. That's right, Radio for Winners and the News. Every week we take the top news stories in the country and we break them down in little bite-sized chunks so that you can tell all your friends at work everything you know.
What if I don't work on Friday?
Then you will tell them on Monday. And then it'll be old news and you'll just look like a dick.
Speaking of old news,
we do have a retraction from last week and I apologize. Jose Canseco's finger did not fall off and is not for sale on eBay, so don't look for it. Now, I can't take...
He told me.
That's not my fault. He told everybody via Twitter that's what he was doing, and every single news agency ran with it. And then after they posted it, like the day after we put it up online, he said, I fooled you guys. I was just waiting for Radio for Winners to put it up. And they looked
it
like a bunch of
dicks. It was literally like an hour after we posted it. It was like, ha.
Yeah, I was lying. I'm not selling my finger. It didn't fall off.
Sorry.
Do you think it really did fall off and he's just not selling it?
No, I don't think so. I think it was some sort of weird scheme to get him some publicity. So,
I'm going to prove you guys all wrong.
But I can't wait to go to his next autograph signing. So I'm just going to grab it and yank it off and run.
Just like when you met Ron Jeremy. Well, I do apologize for being incorrect yet again. So I've made sure on the rest of these stories, I've done all the research. There's no way I'm wrong in every other story we're going to do today. I don't know if you've seen CNN or the Fox News Channel or MSNBC, but if you have, you've seen a lot of rioting. It's going on throughout the country. It's in LA, New York, Baltimore, DC, and they're very mad because Craig Ferguson shot a cop. Guys, Craig Ferguson is out of control.
He loses his job on the Late Late Show, and he's just shooting cops.
Apparently so. This is outrageous.
I didn't see that story this week.
I only did a little bit of research.
Man,
on that
I can't wait to talk about this at the water cooler on Monday.
Well, I'm obviously joking because Craig Ferguson couldn't shoot a cop. You can't have a gun because you're not a U.S. citizen. Because
he's Scottish.
We just offended our one Scottish listener.
I was about to do a really bad Scottish impersonation, and I didn't. Good for me.
No, we have gone for that.
What if Bill Cosby was Scottish?
Oh, wow. That would be amazing.
Don't do it, Don. I don't want anyone's head to explode.
Not on Thanksgiving Day. What a tragedy.
We will save that for another time.
Speaking of tragedy, back to Ferguson. This is really awful. So all jokes aside, this is a terrible situation. No matter which side you're on, the correct side or the total douchebag side, it's a horrible situation.
Do you want to elaborate on which one is the total douchebag side?
Well, it depends where you're standing on this, Don. But I want to say...
There's really no way to not come across racist, depending on your viewpoint. There's really no way not to do it if you feel that the grand jury was correct. There's no way to
say
that.
So if somehow you have not listened to the news and the only news you get is the Radio for Winners, first off, turn the news on, because we're not going to do this story any justice.
No, but if you listen to any of our past news stories, you'll realize we are completely retarded.
We retract more than we actually predict news.
But essentially, a police officer killed a young black man and is not going to go to trial for it because there isn't enough evidence to bring a trial, according to the grand jury, despite witnesses and plenty of things they could go to court to actually talk about. So do you think that they should have a trial, Don?
What difference would it make if the verdict came back after a trial and the verdict was not guilty? Would the result still be the same?
Yes. No. I think, well, it would be the same in that people would be upset.
And riot.
Would they burn down the city like they have been? Probably not.
Yes.
I don't think they would.
They would.
I feel that this case was under such a microscope anyway. You already had the FBI doing a separate investigation. You have the DOJ doing an investigation. You have the President of the United States who is focused on the case. I see the grand jury doing the best to their ability to predict or to, you know, to come to the conclusion that they came to. I don't see them trying to pull over something on anyone else. So I don't think there was any reason to bring that case to court. I think you basically there was no way a conviction would happen based on the evidence that the grand jury had.
Why did we get so serious here? I was really excited about Craig Ferguson killing cops. And then we had to go down this road.
Had to go down the road.
Now,
the truth.
Cherokee Don is our right-wing nut. So, Cherokee Don, your first thoughts. And you're also big. You're a big police fan.
I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean. I don't have like a pom-poms or anything like that.
No, you just like synchronicity.
I think ultimately, no matter whether you had took it to trial or not, the outcome would be the same. I think that the result in the town would be the same. If you want true change, go and make true change happen.
Okay, well, that is very positive. That's a very positive message. But I still think if it went to trial, it would have stopped a lot of this violence.
It wouldn't have.
I do not. No.
It would have drawn. It
Why
would have
wouldn't
drawn
it, Don?
It
Why
would
wouldn't it stop all that violence?
It wouldn't
Why not?
Because if the not guilty verdict were to be read at a trial, people would still be upset that they didn't get what they initially wanted.
But what else could they have expected other than a different... Like, right now they can say, we expected a trial, we didn't get it.
That's not what they wanted. They wanted a guilty verdict. In a grand jury, they wanted to hear that this guy is guilty enough to send it to trial. And then if they went to trial...
But it doesn't mean you're guilty enough.
You're not guilty.
It means that there's even a slight bit of chance that he did it, it should go to trial.
I'm just telling you that the outcome would have been the same even if it had gone to trial and it was a not guilty verdict. Now, if it was a guilty verdict, everybody would have been fine. But there is due process, Jeremy.
Okay, well, now I'm done talking about this, except to say Facebook has been unbearable for the last 3 days.
I hope Facebook burns. I hope they burn Facebook.
I
thought you were
going to
say, like, the
after.
City of Ferguson, and we could go to the next news story.
I could just go to the next news story anyway.
But yeah, I'm done with Facebook again. I got to take a break. I didn't even know he was back on Facebook.
Why are we not friends on Facebook?
We are, but I have a lot of friends that are on Facebook that are comedians, and then like they have to stop their dick jokes for like an hour so they can do all their Ferguson jokes. And then also, if they're not doing their Ferguson jokes, then they're doing their their social justice commentary that goes either way. Usually, it's very very liberal to the point of lunacy, and it's very annoying. I can't stand Facebook. I'm quitting Facebook.
I'll be back in a day.
Oh, yeah. He's already back on by the time this is actually aired.
Good call.
I'm checking it right now.
I'm sorry, Tony. You started talking and I pushed a button.
No, here.
I said I'm checking my Facebook right now, actually.
As I was gonna say, can you do a news story about him being back on Facebook?
Other news.
Next news story.
You know who's not on Facebook? Scott Stapp, the former vocalist for Creed, is not on Facebook. However, he is on TMZ because he posted a video online, I guess on his Twitter page, telling everybody that he's penniless and living in a Holiday Inn.
Did they do anything for Thanksgiving?
TMZ?
No, the Holiday Inn.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm sure they have to be open.
Like a continental breakfast or something like that?
That's all the time, but who wants a stale muffin? Scott Stapp.
And that guy, what? How does that guy sing, Tony?
With all the blood over.
I apologize.
Don's was actually dead on. Yours was terrible, Tony.
Yeah.
You know, we make fun of Don for his terrible Cosby, but I think comparatively, your Scott Stapp is way worse than Don's Cosby.
Tony might be able to pull off a Scottish Cosby.
I've had a couple of Green Man ESBUs tonight, which is a great local craft beer here in Nashville. So I am already off. Already completely off.
So Scott Stapp, former singer of Creed, who sold millions and millions of albums.
Terrible music.
Awful, boring music, but millions of awful, boring albums, is currently, he said somebody broke into all of his accounts and stole all his money. And so he's divorced his wife and he's moved into a hotel. And
it sounds like the Ricky Bobby story.
Well, apparently his wife says, in fact, because she's in the divorce proceedings, she's trying to get the children, that he's actually just doing meth all the time.
Oh.
Which would explain the other text he sent his wife, which said things like, Florida isn't safe. There are biological weapons on the way.
Okay.
One that said, I don't doubt the CIA is behind Alcoholics Anonymous.
Okay.
And God created you, and now God is ending you.
Is that a Creed song?
That may be a Creed song. On one of the later albums,
With
I don't know.
Arms out over.
So that is kind of a sad fall, but Creed was terrible, and he was terrible. If you remember, he used to get into fights all the time. He was just kind of a dick.
What was the guy, the Stone Temple Pilots singer?
Scott Weiland.
Scott. It was a thing with Scott and the meth and the drugs thing.
Well, that's just he was constantly on heroin, actually.
Oh, okay.
But he's still a far better musician than Scott Stapp.
Yeah. But he's living in a Holiday Inn. How many kids does he have?
I don't know, but if you were really broke... That's not a very cheap place to live.
No.
It's not bad.
I mean, there are much garbagier hotels that are definitely
Super
like meth hangouts.
Like Super 8's pretty
Super
bad.
Super 8, yeah. Yeah. What state?
I don't know.
Days Inn is not that great.
I'm sure it's California. Aren't they all in California?
Well, I'll be out in California next week. Maybe I will I'll pop into a couple Holiday Inns.
See if you can find Scotty Stapp.
See if him and I can be chilling at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, my God.
I'm very sorry that Don just sang. We have other very important almost sports news, but in this area it's major news. The Washington Redskins have had quite the turnover this season with quarterbacks, and now RG3 is out.
What's wrong with my Holiday Inn song?
Whoa. I had to go to the next news story. I couldn't sit through that anymore.
Tony got up and left.
He did.
Awesome.
That's how the Ready for Winners ends. So yeah, RG3, quarterback, the chosen one.
RG not going to be QB1, but going to be QB3.
Actually, he's the backup for this week. They're going to bring Colt McCoy in. Indianapolis Colts, which is a loss for any of their quarterbacks in Indianapolis.
Colt McCoy.
Former, who was the only person who has won a full game for them as a starter.
That's right.
But that was against a terrible team, and he's going to be playing the Colts. This is not good.
This could be an upset in the making.
But it's a further meltdown of that team, which is wonderful. All I did all week was listen to WJFK 106.7, all sports talk all the time, just to hear angry Redskins fans just screaming into the
phone. Did you see the guy, the video of the guy that he was a lifetime Redskins fan and he took all of his stuff after that last loss last week? He went into his closet and recorded himself pulling everything out and taking it out into his lawn and just lighting it on fire. He said he's done. He's like, I even bought shoes and he chucked the shoes in. Like everything he had, he just lit on fire.
Well, who's the news guy? Tony, I don't remember the name of the news guy, but one of the guys on like Channel 7 or Channel 5 or something went on.
Tony Stark.
Tony, no, that's not right. That's not right. Anyway, Tony, Iron Man no longer likes the Washington Redskins. No, I forgot his name. I apologize. I didn't know I was going to talk about it. But, yeah, he went on the air the next day and said he was done being a Redskins fan for 25 years or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that. So. But, you know, that's a team that just doesn't have an identity. They don't have one thing.
Maybe talking about Tony Perkins.
Tony,
might be.
He's a weather guy, I thought, at Channel 5.
He's a news guy, right? Same thing. Weather guy, news guy. He's got the news.
Matter. Yeah, hey, who's watching the news anyway? It's all local.
Hi.
My thoughts on it, I feel, for a moment I was like, well, that's probably a good decision. And then I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, that's probably a terrible decision because now you're going to probably lower his trade value overall. And you're also not really going to know whether or not he's going to be productive or whether or not he can turn it around.
Well, if you're going the route to where they're going to try to trade him, would it make more sense to pull him before he loses a bunch more games and just say the team wasn't working out behind him or whatever and try to trade him with the value he's got left?
You know, regardless, they've given away their future to get him on the team. They're not going to get anything out of him because they already know what they think of him. So another team's going to be able to pick him up at a really dirt cheap rate.
What team do you think that would be?
Your New York Football Jets. Yeah.
They will trade him for Spud Webb.
And you know who's going to be able to talk his way into being the head coach of the New York Jets next year? Rex Ryan.
Oh. I thought we were going to do a Bill Cosby impersonation again.
Nope. Not this week. That's all I got.
That's it.
That was terrible.
I wasn't sure we were going with that either, but... So now,
do they win or do they lose this week? I say they lose.
They're going to lose horribly. In Indianapolis to the Colts, they're not going to win.
In Indianapolis?
Yes.
They win.
There's no way.
Redskins win.
Okay, Don just bet a hand job on that, so I can't wait for next week's hand job. But until next week, what are you doing?
I just bet a hand job on that?
Yeah.
I was going to play the party time music.
If they do win, I'm pretty limber. I think it'll be...
One thing I will say about Indianapolis, is what a great story there. They were able to give. They gave away Peyton Manning, who was still doing great, but they still managed to get a great quarterback in Andrew Luck, which
he was the number one
pretty
pick.
Phenomenal.
But you know the number two pick was that year,
RG3.
So
Subway, eat fresh.
That's all that Subway he's been eating. That's why he ain't doing the way he should be.
Jared
playing.
Ain't good at football. Why would you think Robert would be good at football? That doesn't make any sense. So the news is over. Thanksgiving officially over. You've already eaten dinner with your family. So now what's next, guys?
You should play this in the background while you're eating Thanksgiving dinner.
This would guarantee your dinner doesn't go past 15 minutes.
No.
Once we get to Ferguson, the whole thing just crashes down around you.
Happy holidays. Pass the stuffing. Let's talk about Ferguson.
Well, three uneducated retards talking about Ferguson. That must have gone well.
Good call.
Yeah, we should have scratched that off the news.
Well, Cherokee Don didn't want to give his true opinion.
That's okay.
I'm the only one that gave my semi-opinion of it, which was, again, not my full opinion, which I will state right now, I think RG3 should start this week.
Well,
that's my full
Ferguson
opinion,
on
Ferguson.
Well, guys, now that Thanksgiving is over, this is my favorite time of the year. This is the start of the best season of the year.
The worst part is you're being serious.
I am being serious. This is the start of Christmas, guys. My Christmas would have started in July if I was allowed to, but I can't. I've been told I have to wait till Thanksgiving, traditionally. So after Thanksgiving dinner, I've already unpacked the tree. I'm getting ready to set up all my ornaments, all my decorations. I cannot wait. And so the next four or so episodes of Radio for Winners are going to be obnoxious if you're not a Christmas fan, or as they're called, the Jewish people. But it's going to be solid, and I hope you guys all enjoy them. I listened to a bunch of last year's Christmas episodes to prepare, because I did not want to redo all the same topics, even though I'm going to. And that's how I found out we called Cherokee Don for over a year.
Are you excited about like the season beer
what
coming
out? What were some of the Christmas topics we talked about last year?
We did Christmas lists. We did favorite Christmas shows. I think that's how we started talking about Charlie Brown, Finger Blast, and a French Girl. We talked about Ring Bellers. That was a very famous part of last year's Christmas.
The old Ring Bellers.
We did our favorite and least favorite Christmas songs, although I don't think we did that as well as we could have. That will probably be revisited this year.
I think so. It's a good idea.
And then we also did our Christmas
songs?
Recap. Yeah, yeah. Songs we do and don't like around Christmas. We talked, but we did a very poor job because our audio was really awful. But it was a nice idea.
Hey, but we fixed that.
It's still really awful. But at least the YouTube feeds are normally better.
We fixed that.
We fixed our audio.
We made a good job of fixing the audio.
I know what
we just
one
blew
Christmas
out speakers
song
like
I don't want to hear this year that I'm going to have on that Christmas list is John Cougar Mellencamp, whatever song he sings.
You already had that on last year's.
I fucking hate that guy so much. I honestly hate John Cougar Mellencamp.
It was I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and you said the same thing. As soon as it started last year, you got angry about it.
I can't stand that guy.
Was it John Cougar? John Cougar Mellencamp?
It was still Cougar at
or
that
just
point.
John Mellencamp?
Nope, it was still the Cougar at that point.
Yeah.
I hate that
saw the mama kissing Santa Claus.
But, you know, aside from the wonderful feelings of family and togetherness you feel around Christmas, it's also one of the best possible times of the year for our Fat Stack segment. It's been a while since we've done a Fat Snack, so just in case anyone does not know what it is, I eat garbage and I talk
good
about
fade.
It. That was from our...
No, I did that!
Okay, sure, Don. So I want you to taste this before I do, because I've got some kind of AIDS or something. This is a gingerbread beer, Shipyard's Gingerbread Head beer.
Now, on the...
Gingerbread, by the way, the best possible seasonal flavoring. Pumpkin spice, awful. No one likes it anymore.
Gingerbread
is the new
because,
shit.
I want to have one of those when I come up
now,
this week.
There will be six in the fridge.
There is a rocking horse with a gingerbread sheriff on the rocking horse.
Uh-huh.
Okay. On the cover of
why
the
why are you explaining the bottle? While Don is drinking, I will say that there was no reason to explain. There was a picture of a gingerbread man on a rocking horse.
Oh, Jesus, that tastes like crap.
Well, I can't wait because I like gingerbread. Do you not like gingerbread, Don?
I do. I love...
I love gingerbread.
I get a gingerbread latte at the Starbucks, and they say it real loud. They go, a gingerbread latte for Don!
Oh, is that what real loud means?
Yeah.
Gingerbread latte for the queer face?
Wow. You know, actually, Don, you're right. That's not a very good beer.
That's not good.
It's almost like one of the pumpkin spice has too much spice. This has too much, definitely like a
it's a maple syrup,
extract.
like a.
It is not very good. There is definitely going to be some left for when you come up here, Tony.
Plenty of that for you.
I do believe you'll be here at some point to do some live shows, maybe this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah.
So expect absolutely no difference in content, except you'll be staring at us in person, except for over Skype.
Excellent.
So. This, because we're going to start Christmas now, I'm going to go ahead and end November's music theme early and go right into December's music theme, which clearly is Christmas songs. And this is the best Christmas album of all time, which I believe we said
Muppets,
every episode,
Muppets
the Muppets Christmas album.
My favorite.
My true love gave to me.
Did you figure out November's music theme, by the way, Don?
No.
It was still Thanksgiving.
Oh, what was it?
Do you remember the songs?
No.
We did Journey's Separate Ways. We did Ludacris' Area Code.
You know, I hate this song, too.
And we did Moving Out by Billy Joel.
God, I hate this song.
Am I leaving or something like that? Is that what was the theme?
The theme was your parents, Don. See you guys next week.
True love gave to me. Fire.
I really do hate this.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Radio for winners.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners. Or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.